Welcome back to Beyond the Uniform. I'm Justin Asiri, and each week I interview military veterans about their civilian career. We talk about what they do for a living, what their day-to-day is like, what they dislike, advice for other veterans seeking that career, and my intention is to help people on active duty and recently transitioned veterans really figure out what they want to do with their career and how to get there as efficiently as possible. This is episode number 174. Today, it's just a very brief in-between-isode. I am literally waiting for my wife to go to this charity auction and just wanted to fire off a quick, short episode sharing with you a goal that I set a little while ago, and I'm realizing I cannot get there without your support. My goal is to get to 1,000 listeners per episode. That's just about double what we normally have, so doubling the size of the Beyond the Uniform audience. The reason I arrive at 1,000 people per episode is based on a essay that I read probably 5 years ago, maybe 4 years ago. It's by Kevin Kelly. It is called 1,000 True Fans. I haven't actually read this since, and it's something I think about all the time. I think it's highly applicable to entrepreneurship, but I think it's just applicable to a lot of things in general. So I first of all, headline, would love to enlist your support in getting to 1,000 listeners per episode. We are just coming up on 80,000 listens, which is mind-boggling. But the way that you can help is just by sharing in whatever way feels genuine to you. If it's talking with people at work about it, if it's sharing on Facebook, if it's sharing with your old command or your current command, I would really love to get this in front of more people. I'm proud of the library of content we've built up. I've heard from countless people who have been influenced in a positive way through listening to this, and I really want to spread that. And so if there's any way that you can help me get the word out, I would really appreciate it. If you have other ideas, I'm open to them at justin@beyondtheuniform.io or at the contact us link at beyondtheuniform.io. So that's the headline if you want to hop off and wait for the next episode. But I did want to actually just read through his essay, 1,000 True Fans. And part of the reason for is just I need the refresher, but part of the reason is I think it just gives context to why that number is important to me. And for those of you who aspire to start your own company or start your own whatever, I think it's something a great piece of wisdom to have in the back of your mind. So this is from Kevin Kelly. This is at kk.org. And if you just search Kevin Kelly, 1,000 True Fans, you'll find it. I'll put it in the show notes as well. So I'm just going to read this and then we'll sign off. So he says, to be a successful creator, you don't need millions. You don't need millions of dollars or millions of customers, millions of clients or millions of fans. To make a living as a craftsperson, photographer, musician, designer, author, animator, app maker, entrepreneur, or inventor, you need only thousands of true fans. A true fan is defined as a fan that will buy anything you produce. These diehard fans will drive 200 miles to see you sing. They will buy the hardback and paperback and audible versions of your book. They will purchase your next figurine sight unseen. They will pay for the best of DVD version of your free YouTube channel. They will come to your chef's table once a month. If you have roughly 1,000 of true fans like this, also known as super fans, you can make a living if you are content to make a living but not a fortune. Here's how the math works. You need to meet two criteria. First, you have to create enough each year that you can earn, on average, $100 profit for each true fan. That is easier to do in some arts and businesses than others, but is a good creative challenge in every area because it is always easier and better to give your existing customers more than it is to find new fans. Second, you must have a direct relationship with your fans. That is, they must pay you directly. You get to keep all of their support, unlike the small percent of their fees you might get from a music label, publisher, studio, retailer, or other intermediate. If you keep the full $100 of each true fan, then you need only 1,000 of them to earn $100,000 per year. That's a living for most folks. 1,000 customers is a whole lot more feasible to aim for than 1 million fans. Millions of paying fans is not a realistic goal to shoot for, especially when you are starting out. But 1,000 fans is doable. You might even be able to remember 1,000 names. If you added one true fan per day, it'd only take a few years to gain 1,000. The number 1,000 is not absolute. Its significance is in its rough order of magnitude, 3 orders less than 1 million. The actual number has to be adjusted for each person. If you are able to only earn $50 per year per true fan, then you need 2,000. Likewise, if you sell $200 per year, you would only need 500 true fans. Or you may need only 75,000 per year to live on, so you adjust downward. Or if you are a duet or have a partner, then you need to multiply by 2 to get to 2,000 fans. For a team, you need to multiply further. But the good news is that the increase in the size of your true fan base is geometric and linear in proportion to the size of the team. If you increase the team by 33%, you only need to increase your fan base by 33%. Another way to calculate the support of a true fan is to aim to get 1 day's wages per year from them. Can you excite or please them sufficient to earn 1 day's labor? That's a high bar, but not impossible for 1,000 people worldwide. And of course, not every fan will be super. While the support of 1,000 true fans may be sufficient for a living, for every single true fan, you might have 2 or 3 regular fans. Think of concentric circles with true fans at the center and a wider circle of regular fans around them. These regular fans may buy your creations occasionally or may have bought only once, but their ordinary purchases expand your total income. Perhaps they bring in an additional 50%. Still, you want to focus on the super fans because the enthusiasm of true fans can increase the patronage of regular fans. True fans not only are the direct source of your income, but also your chief marketing force for the ordinary fans. Fans, customers, patrons have been around forever. What's new here? A couple of things. While direct relationships with customers was the default mode in the old times, the benefit of the modern retailing meant that most creators in the last century did not have direct contact with consumers. Often, even the publisher, studios, labels, and manufacturers did not have such crucial information as the name of their customers. For instance, despite being in the business for hundreds of years, no New York book publisher knew the names of their core and dedicated readers. For previous creators, these intermediates, and there were often more than one, meant you need much larger audiences to have a success. With the advent of ubiquitous peer-to-peer communication and payment systems, also known as the web today, everyone has access to excellent tools that allow anyone to sell directly to anyone else in the world. So a creator in Bend, Oregon can sell and deliver a song to someone in Kathmandu, Nepal, as easily as a New York record label, maybe even more easily. This new technology permits creators to maintain relationships so that the customer can become a fan, and so that the creator keeps the total amount of payment, which reduces the number of fans needed. I'm going to stop there because I actually am going to need to head out, and I did not realize how much longer this is. We're about midway through. I think we kind of hit on the kernel of what I was trying to get at, which is for me with Beyond the Uniform, it's not as much about the monetization. As many as you know, this is a side project. I want to make sure that I'm not losing money like I currently am, at least covering the bases on it. But for me, achieving 1,000 true fans, I think, is a milestone as both a creative and philanthropic endeavor. But I also wanted to share this because I know so many of you listening are interested in entrepreneurship. And what I hope you take away from this is that, you know, 1,000 is achievable. I certainly hope it's achievable for Beyond the Uniform. But it is achievable. And sometimes we have examples of millions of followers or millions of customers. And that, to me, is very daunting. But if you're thinking of starting your own thing, I love the different titles he gives, even, you know, artist, photographer, musician, whatever it is, baker, whatever you're looking for, I think that's a very achievable goal to set your sights on 1,000 true fans. And I hope that gives you the energy to pursue that, because that is something that you can do. And I would love to do that as well. I would love to be living proof. And so if you have ideas, or if you ideas of how to do that, let me know. But more importantly, if you have people in your circle of influence, family members, friends, colleagues, former relationships, whatever it is, if you're able to help get the word out to even just one or two more people, that will help us march steadily towards 1,000 true fans. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate your support. I will be back very, very soon with more interviews with military veterans about their civilian career. Take care.